College and Church. In 1867, I introduced the first purely metaphysical system of healing since the apostolic days. I began by teaching one student Christian Science mind healing. From this seed grew the Massachusetts Metaphysical College in Boston, chartered in 1881. No charter was granted for similar purposes after 1883. It is the only college hitherto for teaching the pathology of spiritual power, alias the science of mind healing. My husband, Asa G. Eddy, taught two terms in my college. After I gave up teaching, my adopted son, Ebenezer J. Foster Eddy, a graduate of the Hahnemann Medical College of Philadelphia, and who also received a certificate from Dr. W. W. Keene's Allopathic Philadelphia School of Anatomy and Surgery. Having renounced his material method of practice and embraced the teachings of Christian Science, taught the primary, normal, and obstetric class one term. General Erastus N. Bates taught one primary class in 1889, after which I judged it best to close the institution. These students of mine were the only assistant teachers in the college. The first Christian Scientist Association was organized by myself and six of my students in 1876, on the centennial day of our nation's freedom. At a meeting of the Christian Scientist Association on April 12, 1879, it was voted to organize a church to commemorate the words and works of our Master, a mind-healing church without a creed, to be called the Church of Christ Scientist, the first such church ever organized. The charter for this church was obtained in June 1879, and during the same month, the members, 26 in number, extended a call to me to become their pastor. I accepted the call and was ordained in 1881, though I had preached 5 years before being ordained. When I was its pastor and in the pulpit every Sunday, my church increased in members, and its spiritual growth kept pace with its increasing popularity. But when obliged, because of accumulating work in the college, to preach only occasionally, no student at that time was found able to maintain the church in its previous harmony and prosperity. Examining the situation prayerfully and carefully, noting the church's need and the predisposing and exciting cause of its condition, I saw that the crisis had come when much time and attention must be given to defend this church from the envy and molestation of other churches and from the danger to its members, which must always lie in Christian warfare. At this juncture, I recommended that the church be dissolved. No sooner were my views made known than the proper measures were adopted to carry them out, the votes passing without a dissenting voice. This measure was immediately followed by a great revival of mutual love, prosperity, and spiritual power. The history of that hour holds this true record, adding to its ranks and influence this spiritually organized church of Christ Scientist in Boston still goes on. A new light broke in upon it, and more beautiful became the garments of her who bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. Despite the prosperity of my church, it was learned that material organization has its value and peril, and that organization is requisite only in the earliest periods in Christian history. After this, material form of cohesion and fellowship has accomplished its end. Continued organization retards spiritual growth and should be laid off. Even as the corporeal organization deemed requisite in the first stages of mortal existence is finally laid off, in order to gain spiritual freedom and supremacy. From careful observation and experience came my clue to the uses and abuses of organization. Therefore, in accord with my special request, followed that noble, unprecedented action of the Christian Scientists Association connected with my college when dissolving that organization. In forgiving enemies, returning good for evil, in following Jesus' command, whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. I saw these fruits of spirit, long-suffering, and temperance fulfill the law of Christ in righteousness. I also saw that Christianity has withstood less the temptation of popularity than of persecution.